You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Rolling.
Hey, it's that old bluesman, Cash Hartzell, about to intro our show.
Hey everybody, it's Yona Radio.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil, out here, just a little bit sweet, brother. Tripping out, little anchor.
Love the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Yeah, it's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
What do we know about partying or anything else? Welcome into a new episode of Jonah Ray Dio Can't Make It, but guess who can? Guess who I'm looking at through the powers of Zoom technology? Cash Hartzell.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Cash Hartzell.
Neil Mahoney.
So strange to actually see you guys now.
Neil is looking like, it's like, you know, like that scene at the end of Captain Phillips, where it's like where all of a sudden Tom Hanks is so overwhelmed by being safe that he doesn't know what to do with his body and his words. That's what Neil looks like seeing human beings right now.
Is that the name of that movie, Captain Phillips?
Is it Captain Phillips?
I'm the captain now.
It's that's I'm the captain I'm, now.
Yeah.
That's the line that the pirate says.
Yes. I'm
the Captain Phillips now. I'm your name. Give me your social security number. I'm the Captain Phillips now.
Yeah.
It's Captain Phillips.
I have lottery winnings that I need to transfer to the United States.
Yes. Yeah.
We have been arguing about whether or not Neil's hat is a cowboy hat for a very, very long time. It is only seeing it now that I realize it's not a cowboy hat. It's a crazy prospector's hat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
I began getting a lot of guff from
my
East Coast friends.
Now, this is a cowboy hat, right?
That is a cowboy hat.
Yeah, that's a cowboy hat, but, yeah. You know, it's a cheap cowboy hat.
It's a Stetson, the thing you fucking throw in our faces every time. I went to the Stetson site.
I don't think it's a Stetson.
It's a Stetson. It says it right in the inside.
Now we can
prove
this, yeah.
Right there. Okay. See? Does yours have this sweet design of, I don't know, a man milking a horse? Oh, it just says it. Weird. That seems a lot cheaper than the one I have.
Yeah. I bought the cheapest one they had because they're fucking super expensive.
I used to have money. The reason I have that hat is because it was dressing up as Dennis Hopper's character from Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I also spent money going to Hollywood Toy and Costume and got chainsaws, three toy chainsaws that make noise and have little plastic chains that go around.
Oh.
You still have them?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They take up so much space in our tiny house and it's in the basement. And they're so sensitive that like the button is like in this kind of, so like anytime Dee's trying to look for something like in the basement, you'll just hear zoom, 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 like that.
What you should have done is got a real chainsaw and taken the chain off, because that's what they do.
You know what? I think that would have been more expensive. And
but
I
then
probab-
you, but
I
then you'd have a chainsaw.
And then I would have used it even less than a toy chainsaw.
I don't know. I can see you having a chainsaw and this pandemic just adding up to you becoming a log carver. Like those guys at Ren Fairs.
Or I would have gotten my corona test a lot earlier, and then I would have come over and, you know, really started getting into like making a bear sculpture or a, you know, duck out of a log.
Oh yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you guys. It is very exciting to be able to try this new thing that maybe Neil will sound better. Already sounds better. I haven't yelled at Neil once.
I know.
About sound.
Very refreshing. And I've got this, I don't know if you can see it, I got a new cable.
Ooh.
That's direct from the microphone into the machine. No adapters, no bullshit. Let's get right real.
You know, and I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I mess up on this show too, guys. Yes, I know you're going to tell me I'm perfect, but I have every once in a while. I think you might remember the biggest mistake is asking Neil to be a regular part of the podcast.
But episode two.
Yeah. But I think there was a couple episodes ago. We were going to play a song, and then I think I forgot to send the MP3 over to Cash, and then I felt bad, but then I meant to make up for it by playing the band the next week, and then I forgot, of course, because it's just the way time moves in these days is really...
It's not a week.
It's not a week. Something felt weird, and then but then we got an email, I think maybe from the... I'm going to say who it is, but someone said, Lung, hello, gents. Listening to ep number 232. I guess having Jonah mention Lung is almost as good as actually hearing the song. Not. Hopefully they'll make the rotation at some point, right? Just saying, because I noticed they're not listed on episode 233. Just think people should hear this band. That's all. Thanks for your consideration. Tim M.
You got nodded.
I got knotted. I'm all tied up in a knot.
No.
But I did, I did hear Lung, and I did really like Lung. And so we're going to play a Lung song. And I'm sorry it didn't happen sooner. But this is a song from Lung called Spiders. And when we come back, we're going to hear some Hmothachnoth. This is Jonah Radio.
Lung.
Oh!
All right. Yes, that was Lung. Great. Clappy, 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 clappy. And so, yeah, sorry it took us a little bit to play that. We will try to do better about this as we, just let everyone know, we're trying this over Zoom now. We left Zencastr due to the, due to some, you know, technical issues. And so we're over here now, but we're still on the Sklar network. so that's still, now, you know, that's not a new change, but, I'm not going to have this right queued up in the right spot, but like, Cash, what do you think we should do right now?
Well, I think we should get into the what's and who's of music news.
Oh, yes, that's right. It is time for Hot Mouth Off. Because the boys are back in town because we can see each other now. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Time to get into the music news. Shit.
The boys are back in hammer curls.
That's a reference to what we were doing during the song. We were lifting weights. We're trying to stay healthy. So remember last week, guys, we found out that Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, the late great James Gandolfini, was a huge fan of Green Day's Dookie, right?
Jimmy J. And or G, Jimmy G.
This came through Michael Imperioli responding to people on Instagram. Apparently, he's very active on there. But Stereo Gum reached out over direct message to Michael Imperioli and said some more things about James Gandolfini's love of the band and the album. Says Gandolfini would also sing Basket Case and make up his own lyrics about HBO and the writers and producers of The Sopranos.
Oh.
Usually when he was feeling overworked and overexposed, and his lyrics would reflect that. Some of the more musical crew members would add a verse or two. Great fun.
Basket Case. Oh, wow.
That's like their breakout one. Yeah. Masturbation's Lost.
No. That's Longview. Basket Case is the one. It's like, it's the one, but you know, oh my God, I fucking love this album. It's like, do you have the time to listen to me? Nothing and everything, all about once. This fucking ducks. And then a few hours later, Mike Rampiglioli, I guess he remembered something. He followed up with the DM to Stereo Gum saying, he also named his dog Dookie and used it in his email address.
Maybe he just liked the word Dookie. It is a good it Dookie. Is a really good word, and it's kind of awesome in his accent. Hey, Dookie.
it's pretty great to be able to zero in and just be like, this is what I like, this is the only thing I like.
Yes. I mean, it's like I you know, the less I'm on social media and the more I kind of like been reading a lot of books on like, you know, Buddhist stuff or like, you know, like psychology shit. And like, you realize like how many things we do just to like have like some kind of self, just to have like a thing, like a trait. And mm-hmm. It's like the idea of just going like, this is my thing. You know, just so you have like a thing that has mm-hmm. nothing to do with you or anything.
I don't know anything about that. Did you guys see this new knife I got?
That's an old knife.
Oh yeah, it's pretty old. Yeah, but it's a great knife.
Mountain Goats just announced a new
album.
You
see this hat?
The Mountain Goats just released a new album and the cover is a bunch of old timey knives. Neil, yeah, you knew each of those knives, right?
I got a message from Christina Johns saying, "Can you identify any of these knives?"
How many could you identify?
A few, but yeah, not all. They're all just like kind of standard, you know, like hilt sheath knives, like for like, you know, you put in a sheath on a belt kind of thing.
What is this album called?
It's something about candles. I can't remember the name of the album. It's called A Large Collection of Candles or something like that.
Oh,
why? What were you gonna say?
Oh, I literally thought it was somebody posted a fake title, and I thought it was a real title. And the fake title was, I guess I'm at the age where I'm getting into knives now. And I was like, oh, wow. They've been listening.
Yeah. It's 38.
Yeah.
That's this is my year.
Have you been into knives for 10 years already, Neil?
How dare you? Three or something.
It's a lot of knives you get. Neil, one day you're going to be like the professional, or like what's the witness they would bring in a court where it's like, now does this look like the kind of stab that a 1942 vintage switchblade would make in the abdomen of this
expert witness?
Expert witness. That's it. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna be Marissa Tomei at the end of My Cousin Vinny.
If only I looked that hot when I was 43.
Remember recently we talked about the band Arsames. It's an Iranian metal band that were being sentenced to 15 years in prison for playing satanic music. Enemy of the state. They, you know, as saying they were against the Islamic government. Well, they fled. They left.
Bounced.
They bounced. The band tried to clarify that they are not a satanic band, but they think just because we growl and play fast music, we're into Satanism. The skulls on our t-shirts means the same for them as satanic musicians. And so they just escaped the country and released a video on YouTube explaining the situation. It says 15 is not fair for the amount of time. I thought it was them talking, and it's just their music and pictures of them.
That is the softest like death metal I've ever heard. Yeah, I know. It sounds like Bon Jovi or something.
I'm a little more on their Satanist side after hearing their music.
Yeah, here's another. Let's see what this song sounds like. Straight up, already more. Yeah, maybe if it was like, you know, 89, that guy would be like, that's satanic.
Yeah. Yeah, depending on the costuming.
I still think Lars Ulrichs is going to turn him in. I don't know why, but he's just on the government side. Doesn't matter which government.
Narc Ulrich.
Oh, t-shirt.
Like, we're all here to have fun, and I don't know why my Lars is more like Woody Allen.
It's pretty similar. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I would never want to be a part of a club that would have me as a. I would never want to be a part of a band that would have Dave Mustaine as a member.
I think technically that's Groucho Marx, but
that's I know that's what right when I got into it. The thing is, I know there was a bit where he references it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any really great. Don't knock 4/4 time drumming. It's. At least it's sex with someone that won't. I don't know. I can't. It's too early for me to like really riff on the Lars Ulrich, Woody Allen.
Really cross time continuum.
Yeah. I could just. It's like I like Annie Hall and Slayer. I don't know.
Just
ham on hand.
I'm trying to cook this lobster.
Out of the collaborations that I would not expect in this day and age, Beck and NASA have teamed up to put a visual album together for Beck's last album, Hyperspace. It's called the Hyperspace AI Experience, and it's NASA's saying. It's like the realization of these hyperspaces was executed by AI architects and directors, OSK, who asked, how would artificial intelligence imagine our universe? Beck and NASA said on the project, in finding the answer, OSK created a unique AI utilizing computer vision, machine learning, and generative adversarial neural networks to learn from NASA's vast archives. And after training on hundreds of thousands of images, videos, and data points from NASA's space exploration research and missions, the hyperspace AI then began creating its own visions of our universe. And it's they put it up on NASA's YouTube, and it's just like just really cool, weird visuals of the planet from space set to the more instrumental stuff from Beck's last album.
Well, wow. NASA seems to have forgotten the first rule of space exploration, which is never give a Scientologist access
to your wife
of space. Well, yeah. That too. They don't ask for permission to your wife, but
yeah. I'll show you guys a little bit of it. I don't think I can.
That's all right. We can hear it and yeah. Picture other.
There you go. Oh, shit. It ended right when I fucking. Fuck this new system.
Is that a butt? Oh, no, that's a Saturn.
That's your face. There you go, guys. See that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just cool.
A little glitchy, but. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice thing to. It's almost like a nice like thing to put on your TV when you're just doing stuff around the house.
Yeah, it's like a scored screensaver.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so that's a fun thing to kind of pop on when you're trying to relax around. I do that a lot. I'll just put on fucking nature sounds. Do you guys do that? The older you get, you just put on some fucking ambient shit.
Yeah, or it will be like the Apple TV screensaver where it's just flying around cities. I'll just sit there and watch that for about 40 minutes or so.
Oh, man. That was the reason. When I saw that those screensavers of the Apple TV screensavers of just slow-mo above cities and stuff, that's the only thing that made me want to get that new Apple TV.
Yeah.
I just want that on my TV.
I sit there and try and figure out the cities. Like, I will watch it in a while and go, like, is... That looks Middle Eastern. Is that sand in the background? And then try and find the city.
Is that sand?
Is that sand?
It was sand.
Okay, well, good.
Turns out it was Mediterranean sand, not Middle Eastern sand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We all are one Earth, Cash. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just put on Molly's Game and then yeah. Go to the grocery store.
That's a metaphor, or at least you're wearing a face mask, or both.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to take a break with a song that I heard the other day that I really, really dig. It's LYR is the band, Liar, Lear, who knows. But it's these weirdo, it's in that ambient scene kind of thing. But like they got a poet laureate guy from the UK to kind of put the lyrics over it, and it's just a great song called Great Coat, LYR. We're going to take a listen to this and some ads, and then we'll be right back with more radio. Are you guys into it? Yes, you are. Nope, sorry. That was not it. I know, it sounds familiar. Anyway, this is a Great Coat by Liar.
Sorry, I've done some rewrites here. Let me just figure this out, partner, and then we'll start again.
Stands up on its own when you're not around. Smells like a dog. Smells like it drowned. And the arm that plucked the buttercup still throws a decent uppercut. What have you got in your pockets there? A fingernail and a hank of hair. 20 quid and a rolled up dollar. A soft toy choked in a pit bull's collar. It's a great coat, fella, climbing the stairs from the locked up cellar. It's a great coat, all right, now that you're gone. Just never ask me to put it on. Lined with satin hem to cuff, the iron fist and the velvet glove. Turning your shadow into a coat, with darkness embodied, a masterstroke. Here's the avenue. Here's the address, windows boarded, gardens a mess. Here's the gibbet, the peg on the door, with the great coat hanging right down to the floor. Under its weight, you're buried alive. Under it its wing, the raven flies. But I'm ditching you, brother, dropping you off on the piss-stained steps of the charity shop. It's a great coat, fella, climbing the stairs from the locked-up cellar. It's a great coat, your worship, looms like a zeppelin, glides like a warship.
No ads this week. Buy some stamps or something. JonahRadio.merchtable.com.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Cash, for those ads.
No problem.
No reservations. I've got no money, honey. Neil, well, you put on a mask there. I don't mean to talk visual shit on a audio medium, but what was that mask? Yeah. It looked like Cash's face. It looked like someone did a bad job of like skinning Cash.
Yeah, it was a bachelor party handout for Alex Hanlon.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Party.
It was weird. I could not figure out which one was mine.
Yes,
for a second there.
Which face was yours?
Yeah. Am I in Neil's house?
So guys, you know the Sturgis biker rally.
Seth
We spoke of it last week.
We did, and they were planning on doing. It's a 10-day event. Thousands and thousands upon thousands of gonorrhea victims convene on this town, Sturgis, South Dakota. And there was a there was no social distancing, no masks for the most part. It's a 10-day event, and there was a lot of bands played, and Smash Mouth was one of the bands that played.
Anything for a check.
Anything for a check. Somebody once told me my lungs are gonna be holy. I can't stand coughing this there. And this is what fucking Steve Harwell, Cash's favorite punk rocker, Steve Harwell.
Mm-hmm. Also kind of looks like that mask.
Yes, Cash's nickname, if you don't know this, is Cash. You should have heard the early stuff of Smash Mouth, Hartzell.
That's true.
That's so insulting.
That is not true.
That's like the worst dig that's ever been on this show.
I got out before Smash Mouth, god damn it.
Yeah. Steve Harwell said, addressing the crowd during his show, "Now we're all here together tonight, and we're being human once again. Fuck that COVID shit, is what he said. Fuck that COVID shit.
Well, that'll stop it.
No, he was just reading from the press release from the president.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. What do you? I don't understand the idea. Like, it's like fuck that COVID shit. It's like it's not your decision to like it. It's like we're not all excited about.
It's like fuck that radiation. I'm gonna go stand out in the fucking nuclear fucking mushroom cloud. Fuck it.
Yeah. And I know there's people like they do that, like, you know, like it's like anytime someone's there's like a disease, like fuck cancer. It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, no shit. Like, yeah. but fuck that COVID shit. Like, you know what? I've decided, fuck that COVID shit, man. And does he mean, like, clearly in his head, COVID means lockdown. COVID means like, you know, the industry falling apart, everything falling apart. But like to him, it's like, when he's like, oh, COVID, that stuff sucks, man. And he's not even thinking about the disease. He's thinking about the reaction to it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I, like, the biggest thing about them, like, the biggest protest that they're making is going to go pick up, I don't know, like, probably 18 grand or whatever to play the Sturge thing instead of attending the fucking dumb Beverly Hills, like, rally
where, yeah.
Like, Scott Baio and, like, a bunch of other fucking D-listers were, like, shouting at cops.
What do you – you guys can make – you want to make some guesses about other bands that played? Or do you want me to just list them off? We're going
– Badfinger?
Badfinger?
Mudfinger?
No, you're thinking Mudvayne?
Mudvayne.
No.
Mudfinger.
very, very nice. Here's one. Buck Cherry is going to be playing the Sturgis event.
For sure.
Buck Cherry. Lit.
Ooh.
My Own Worst Enemy, Lit.
Interchangeable with Buck Cherry. Go ahead.
Actually, I think I know one Lit riff. No, wait. No, wait.
Oh, I'm regretting video.
That's it, hey. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
It's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy for knowing how to play that at all.
Oh, I was going to say, they're pretty much their own worst enemy for dying for doing this.
Yes,
When I was a music journalist, I interviewed Buck Cherry once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's old Bucky like?
The only thing I found interesting about them was that their name is I forget what the grammatical term is, but it's like a flip flop of Chuck Berry. Yeah.
Yeah. I always found it so funny, that Chuck Berry created rock and roll and Buck Cherry ended it. Other bands playing 38 Special.
Excellent. Oh.
I bet this
get lucky.
No, that's Pharrell.
Yeah.
No. 38 Special had an album called Get Lucky, and it was a guy in red leather pants, like putting his fingers in his back pocket or something.
Sin. Quiet Riot. Quiet Riot played.
Quiet Riot.
Yeah. Wow.
Whatever. They're expendable. This. Like, I'm glad that they are there.
This one's for cash.
They should be buried at the the bottom of Mount Rushmore.
Reverend Horton Heat played.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Yeah. They were kind of cool.
And Wake Up. It's the Last of Your Life. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Wow.
Also, oh, man.
Also, Trapped played. Trapped.
It's
is
the
like
first
a,
of the month.
Yeah.
They needed the check.
Yeah.
They needed. Oh, there you go. That's a better joke. I'll give it up when I can. There's a lot of Metallica news going on, which is crazy.
Good news.
But like the Black Album back on the Billboard charts. Somehow they re-entered the Billboard charts because they pushed over 6,000 units last week on the Black Album.
Really?
Weird.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it puts it up to like it's one of the it's the fourth album in American history to have spent over 550 weeks on the chart. That's over 10 years.
Wait, so 6,000 puts you back on the chart?
Well, at this point. That's, I mean, crazy. But the chart, it's a 200 chart now, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, Metallica are going to be doing a drive-in show. They're going to shoot a concert in Northern California, and then they're going to put it out in drive-in theaters.
Oh. I thought that maybe they were shooting at a drive-in, but that's, I guess. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to look up the track listing for Black Album and see if there's...
It's like mostly singles. Oh, you, if something relates to...
Yeah, like...
Well, Sad But True is probably... that's basically what Trump has been saying about the death toll of the coronavirus. It is what it is. Sad But True.
Don't Tread On Me.
Don't Tread On... Don't
Sad But True.
On Me. Enter Sandman, where everyone just wants to sleep through the quarantine. I dub the Unforgiven. That'll be
for the cops.
The Trump presidency. Yeah. What else you got in there? What else in there? But Metallica also donated $1.5 million to community colleges.
Oh, that's cool.
With their All Within My Hands Foundation, which is very nice of them.
Oh, good. I'm gonna have to apply to that soon.
I've attended some community colleges, and I gotta say that's probably the most per capita Metallica T-shirt place I've ever seen. They're really, really going for it. They're going where their fans are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was lectured by a guy in a Metallica T-shirt.
Yeah.
Target marketing.
It's a thing they set up called the All Within My Hands Foundation. And they said in a press release, finally, as we continue to expand the program, we want to thank you for all your support via our GoFundMe sweepstakes. Recently, James's handmade coffee tables generated over $75,000. And that's when I stopped reading going, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Handmade coffee tables. Get me in the market. Where is that available?
So he just, during lockdown, I guess, started making coffee tables. So I went over to metalinjection.net, one of my favorite music sites. And Robert Pasbani says, apparently in sheltering at home, it took up a hobby, and he's been making one-of-a-kind coffee tables. Now he's auctioning off these coffee tables. And he says
auctioning as if he doesn't have enough money. Like, he's like, no, highest bidder. Like, I'm not gonna set a price. I just want as much money as I can get for this fucking piece of shit I made in my garage.
Neil, have you paid attention to anything that was said up until this point? It's all for the charity going to the community colleges.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Also, I also don't think that you really want a guy who's been a millionaire in maybe three decades now, to set the price on anything. It's a Lucy LeBlue situation. Like, it's either like, that's $4
how much is it,
or
how much is this can of tuna? $43,000?
Yes, exactly.
But what Metal Injection says is that the standout moment of Metallica's collaboration with Lou Reed, our legendary review here, which was just says 0 out of 10, it really sucks. That's all the review is.
Yeah.
But he says was when James Hetfield started shouting that he was a table, and I never listened to that Lou Reed Metallica thing. But then they have a little clip of every time on this album he says I am the table. And here's a little bit for you guys. Let's see if I can. All right.
I am the table. I am the table. I am the table. I am the table. I am. I am. I am. I am. I am.
Isn't that crazy? That's not, I didn't make that. That's something that's actually, they pulled that from the Lou Reed album.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just had a look at these tables during that song. You don't need them. You can make your own custom coffee table.
Oh, wait a second. Now I got to look at these tables.
Yeah, we'll link to these tables in the show notes. Another cool thing is, we played that thing where Max Weinberg was playing that Misfits cover, recently. Mm-hmm. And that's a thing, on a show out of New York, called 2 Minutes to Late Night. Now I've heard this about this show here and there, but I really never knew much about it, but I went and checked it out. on YouTube, and it's great. They're the one they've been doing, putting together these great like star-studded covers of stuff. If you go to their YouTube channel, it's 2 Minutes to Late Night is the world's only heavy metal themed talk show. And it's a guy that has like, you know, death metal makeup on, the white makeup, you know, on his face, but he's wearing like a suit and has a nice short haircut, and he calls himself Guarsenio Hall. And his band, his like house band is, you know, Mutoid Man. And he has guests like, Walter Schreffels from, Quicksand and Grill Biscuits and Youth of Today. It's just like a really funny, like, you know, parody of a talk show, but it's done. There's a bunch of episodes live, at St. Vitus in New York. And it's really, I don't know, it's really fun and fun to watch. I really recommend, going and checking it out. But recently they did they got members from, Converge, Gwar, Cave-In, let's see, what else is, guys from, Rise Against, our friend Ted Leo,
right on,
singing, and they did a cover of, Kids Don't Follow, from The Replacements. Here's a clip of that. It's really great.
All right, Mama and Papa Roach, drop those fucking picks!
Pretty great.
It really is.
So good.
Yeah, it's like an old replacement song. The drummer on that is the drummer from Gouge Away, one of my favorite new hardcore bands out of Florida.
I just pulled this all up, and I went to their sketches segment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the sketch is. I'm going to watch it when we leave. It's called Guar, You Smarter Than a Merch Guy.
Yeah, I want to do a deep dive, and maybe like we can play some clips from the show, because it looks so fun. It just made me happy watching it. Even like when they were bringing up, like, you know, they were playing like the play on music for when Walter was coming on. They were just, you know, the house band, Mutoid Man was just playing, Firestorm by Earth Crisis. And I was just like, oh, this is really right up my alley. This is perfect. A couple quick hits of music news. Both Geddy Lee and Vinnie Paul from Pantera have cutouts at recent Major League Baseball games in the stands.
Oh, nice.
Which is very, very fun. Also, our friend Brody Stevens, the late great Brody Stevens, also showed up as a cutout at a Dodgers game, I believe, right?
Yep. He's still there.
Still there, which is awesome. And then also, another quick hit, a 9-meter mural of George Michael is to be unveiled in London. So that's very nice. It's like gigantic.
Hold on, let me do some math. It's 21 feet.
21 feet?
Yeah.
Well, shit. So that is it for music news. We're going to take a break for another song. And when we come back, we're going to, what did I want to call this segment? One hit, I wonder. Where we're gonna, like, we all picked a one hit wonder and tried to see if we can find another song that was pretty good from there, that like maybe that will give you the idea of like maybe going and researching and doing deep dives into bands that you may not think were worth anything. Recently Michel Gondry from directorial fame from Glen Glow and Sugar Cubes, and not, no, he wasn't in Glen Glow, but Sugar Cubes, and of course he directed Be Kind Rewind and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and a bunch of great
movies. New Jim Carrey show.
Yes, they just got canceled.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. But that's a really, there's some, that show is good, but it's like watching the behind the scenes stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
Like seeing all the practical stuff they do. There's a scene with Ricky Lindholm's character where they're, I think it's showing her life either fall apart or get better. And the camera's just constantly circling around her. And she kind of comes in and out of frame, but like the apartment starts to get better or worse. I can't remember which direction it goes in, but you see like the making of, and it's like real time. When the camera passes by a certain spot, they put up another cleaner wall she changes into like a nicer outfit, and like it's all kind of done all in camera. It's incredible. But so Michelle Gondry, so really brilliant. But he did a new video. He did a new video for one of my favorite bands right now, Idols. We play a new Idol song every time they come out, and this is their song, Model Village. Go online and check out the great handmade shit, like the video that Michelle Gondry made for this. This is Model Village by Idols, and when we come back, one hit, I wonder. Great band. Positive messages, very woke, very aggressive. I love Idols so much.
That was great. And yeah. It sounds like a nice place to live.
The video's fun. It's like paper cut.
Yeah, the video is really cool. It's all that, yeah, paper cut style stuff that, if you ever follow Michel Gondry on Instagram, I know he would do a lot of that kind of stuff. It's really neat. So, guys, one hit? I wonder.
Yeah, no, it needed the pronunciation.
Sorry, hold on. Let me just say one hit. No, sorry.
Wait.
One hit, I wonder.
Wait.
All right. I'll start since I'm already sharing my audio. So when I went in, I was I thought of this because my friend Ken Plume recently sent me like the first, I think it's like the first 10 hours, like a video, like a stream of the first 10 hours of MTV. It's just like the first 10 hours broadcast of it's just like it's a stream somewhere, and it's like it's just it counts down and then it goes, and then it's just like, of course, the first, famously the first music video they ever played was the Buggles Video Killed the Radio Star.
Who was hosting? Was it the,
it wasn't anyone,
the weird blonde guy?
No, it was just like it starts off with the bam, brother, da, 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 and then it's just videos for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. The way that Indie 103 started.
Yeah, exactly. That got me thinking about like, it's like that's a good song. They must have other songs. I couldn't find anything that popped so much with the Buggles. And then I started thinking about what else I could check out. But of course we all know, and this was recently referenced, I think last episode, but Nena, of course, as you know, of
99 Love Blues.
We all know this song.
Yeah. Do you have the 7 seconds?
The 7 seconds on tap. So good. You know we love covers here, but it's not about covers right now, Neil. It's about other songs. So
my name,
Nena. If you were to say like who made 99 Luft Balloons, would you know?
No,
I would say 7 seconds.
Yes, of course. and so I went into other Nena tracks, and this one is called Nur Getrompt. Getrompt. Nur Getrompt. And it's a pretty good track. Here's some of it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
How many Luft Balloons is that about?
Nur.
Oh.
Nur Getrompt Luft Balloons. But yeah, it's and also you'll be interested to know that Nena March 24th put out a single.
Oh wow. Like this year?
This year. Luft Balloons, left to give in that one. So that's what I found, was that like I started kind of digging in deep to like other Nena stuff. She has a ton of albums, and but like, yeah, I mean, nothing I found was as solid as 99 Luft Balloons, but that kind of, and whoever wants to hook up next can go for it. But like the idea of like going and finding more shit in there and digging around. And that's what's been kind of fun about lockdown. Just so I have more time to kind of go in, do that shit. Who's next?
I'll go next. I had a couple. Camper Van Beethoven is a bit I've been a big fan of for a long time. So this wasn't. I had a hard time because I kept thinking of one hit wonders, and then I go like, but I like three of their songs. But yeah. Camper Van Beethoven was definitely one that I knew from this. You guys know this song?
Take the Skinheads Bullet.
Yeah, it's one of the great original anti-racism songs that doesn't necessarily. not crazy punk rock, but it's,
that was a big I forget the guy's name, but the guy that had the weird late night show.
Chris Gethard?
No. No, not Chris Gethard. The guy that like was like a big Weird Al supporter.
Had a short live. Take the skinheads, boy. And they had a couple of like other songs that you can definitely Pictures of Matchstick Men, which was a cover that they did. They had a violin, so they were kind of
a little more versatile than a lot of the bands of their time.
But they also had just some weird stuff. And one of my favorite songs by them, and this is, I've never heard anybody play it. I only found it on an album. Well, When I Win the Lottery. In Mexico. Lost two teeth where I don't know. People see me coming and they move to the other side. It's literally about a really fucking ugly guy who's a scumbag. And he just fantasizes about what he's going to do when he wins the lottery. And his neighbor's a veteran, like in the VFW and stuff like that. He's like, I'm going to buy the VFW. I'm going to paint it the communist colors. Like, I'm going to go down to the...
can't hear you too well, Cash. We just turned it up, Cash. The lottery, gonna buy all the girls in my block, color
TV and a bottle of French perfume. Yeah, it's just a weird loser song, and I like it a lot, but like,
yeah, turn the music down a bit more if you're gonna talk over it. The name of street or
a school or a park. I just like it. I can't prevent, and like, it's opened up to a lot of them, me to a lot of it, because Campervan, Beethoven was a band, and then they broke up, and then Cracker formed, I think it was, out of the remnants of that. And then Cracker broke up, and Campervan, Beethoven has gotten back together. And they've released, like, a bunch of albums in the last 20 years.
One of my favorite songs of all time is One of These Days by Campervan, Beethoven.
Where is it? Yeah, it's right here. It's number two.
Yeah. It's such a nice song.
Yeah, and their last couple of albums have all been California themed. So they wrote a Northern California themed album and a Southern California themed album.
Oh. I just love it. It's such a...
I think they used to play at the Steve Allen Theater when we were doing stuff there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Craig Anton used to fill in. When you figure it all out,
we'll be sure to let me know. And they always sort of represented to me like the punk rock ethos, but not necessarily the music.
Yeah, exactly. They have that early punk rock stuff of like, you know, well, that's like when you hear guys from Minutemen talking, they're like, it's like, we didn't know punk was supposed to have a sound. We just thought it meant doing whatever you want to do.
Yeah, very much so. Which is one of the things I like about it, where it was just like, oh no, we're just weirdos who play music. We don't. It doesn't necessarily need to be loud.
Yeah, exactly. We're just weirdos, pretty much.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. Yep. Great. Sounds good. Ooh. I hope people can hear us over the music. It sounds, if we can hear each other, they can hear us, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's 1-to-1, right?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. All right, Neil, you are up next.
So, 7 seconds. Dignify, clarify, and classify. Traveling in the summer sky. 99. That worked?
That did.
Yes, you showed us a fraction of the most recognizable part of the song, of the cover. Great, moving on.
You want more?
No.
I'll play you more.
No.
Okay. The most clap, 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 clap song on the planet, probably.
So what was your one-hit wonder?
Oh, what, you want me to get back on topic?
Yes.
Very quickly yesterday, I got on YouTube and Googled one-hit wonders.
Wow, you were able to use Google through YouTube. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's the first thing that comes up.
Do you mean searched on YouTube?
Yeah, probably that.
Okay, great.
What'd you come up with? Hold on, he's getting some Gatorade.
So this is Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come on Eileen, from the album To Rye, which is like kind of like Irish bullshit, like, you know, chanty kind of things. And it was one of my dad's favorite records, and I mostly remember it from the music video where they were wearing like overalls and no shirts. And it was just like this bizarre fashion.
That was that era of the band. They would always kind of change their looks. And that was that. That was like a harkening back to like the working class Irish roots stuff.
Yeah, but it was like completely fashionista. Like they had scarves and overalls and no shirts and like
you should every iteration was like a fashionista version of something.
Yeah, it was just some douchebag's choice of like this is what you're gonna wear, and then you know then again at the beginning of MTV they had like 7 videos and they had to run them all back to back to back to back, and this was one of them.
This was a later song. This was like, I think, on their 4th album or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a later one. And I watched that clip that you sent me. And,
from Trash Theory, yeah.
Yeah, Trash Theory. And then that the guy who's like the lead singer, I guess, and kind of architect of the band. Such a fucking nerd.
Hey, yeah. Neil, can you...
Turn the music down.
Turn the music down a little.
Sorry.
Great. So what's the song you found? Everyone knows this one.
So everyone knows this one, but the one that I found.
Are you searching for it right now?
No. I've got another tab. Don't sweat it.
Are you doing these on YouTube?
Yeah.
Why don't you just pull it up on your Apple Music?
The thing you pay for. Shit.
You pay for it already, you said.
No, I didn't.
You said you did, though.
I paid for Apple Music, but whatever. I found these songs on fucking YouTube, and that's how I'm going to play them. So fucking lay off, fucking narc.
Did you pay? But you just, I'm sorry, real quick. I said, like, narc playing Apple Music. You say, I don't pay for that. And then you just said, well, yeah.
No, I didn't pay for these songs. I don't know. Do I have to pay for these songs on Apple Music?
No, with Apple Music, they just stream it. You said
okay,
you only
well,
pay for the
I don't
Apple
know
Music
that.
Service.
I don't use it.
Then you're paying for it for no reason then, if you're not going
to Well,
use it.
I listen to podcasts, and then I listen to
then you just stop
four
paying
different
the
$9.99 albums, and that's it.
Stop paying the $10 a month then for Apple Music.
Yeah, I should. I should stop paying for cable, too, because I only watch Molly's Game on fucking DVR.
You said you don't like watching it on DVR because you like it when it's on.
I like it better when it's on, but, you know, in a pinch.
It's so still Molly's Game.
So the 7 Seconds cover of Love Balloons.
Rounders is on, too, by the way. No, it's another poker movie.
So what's the deep dive?
So here's my deep dive. Same album, but in Jono Radio oeuvre, it is a cover. Mm-hmm. It is a cover that uses lyrics from another song.
Wow.
Like a trifecta cover, like all the way through of Van Morrison. This is Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Says. But it's Texas Midnight Runner between Van Morrison.
Can't hear you.
And I love you.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, Dexy's Midnight Runners doing Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Says, and then in the lyrics of Jackie Wilson Says, he just quotes Jackie Wilson songs.
So, this was kind of a big hit for them too, though, right?
No, I mean, this was more of a hit for Van Morrison than it was for them.
Nice. Do you feel you're going to maybe go in to... Let's turn off the song. Do you think you're going to now... Did you hear any other Dexy's Midnight Runners songs that you like? Are you going to kind of maybe check out some of the older stuff? Or are you good with just hearing Come On Eileen every once in a while?
Honestly, like, watching that little documentary made me think that they are not worth investigating.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. It's like, it's a great little mini documentary. It's off of Trash Theory, which I've brought up before. It's a great little video essays on all kinds of music. But there's a lot of it where it's like, it was an interesting look at a band's trajectory. And
yeah.
All leading up to Come On Eileen, which was like later day, like, you know.
Yeah.
They just did one on Pulp. And I didn't know that the band Pulp started in 1979.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, the parts of the Dexy's Midnight Runners one was like where several different times he fired 16 members of the band.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this guy seemed like a nice guy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really interested in supporting him or like kind of digging
in. And the story behind that song was like the guy who wrote Come On Eileen got fired before it charted, right? Like I think he got fired.
Well, there was parts of the song.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And that's like, and that's something that's even like, I think we talked about the recently where the guys from Exodus said that Kirk Hammett took some riffs that he made for Exodus with him to Metallica for Ride the Lightning or whatever. So Cash, do you think you're going to deep dive into the band that you previously liked before doing this One Hit Wonders thing?
No, I'm going to listen to less.
Surface.
No, yeah.
Surface.
No, that was all off the greatest hits.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I definitely. I'm going to keep listening to them because I do find them enjoyable. And I love songs about bowling. So.
And you love skinheads.
No, I just like rubbing them.
Oh, hey, well, that's it for this episode of Jonah Radio. Thank you, Neil and Cash, for
thank you, Jonah and Cash.
Yeah, thank you, Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I love seeing you.
If you want your music featured on the show, email it to us, jonahradio, R-A-Y-D-I-O at gmail.com. If you have any tips or mail us anything you want. Send us some stuff to talk about. We want to thank Dan Angler, who is our associate producer. And we also want to say, I'm still like, people have been sending in emails about if they want, because of what happened and what went down with Burger Records, my cassette tapes for the Weird Al covers thing and my last stand-up record on cassette tape. If you donate to a charity, send me your address and the proof that you donated to a charity, and then I will send you a some cassette tapes, a little care package for that. And also, that's it. Keep on listening to the show. Tell your friends about it.
Don't forget, Play Music on Your Porch Day coming up, the
28th. That's right. Play Music on Your Porch Day. Listen to the previous episode and to learn more about that. And go to hashtag or go to @ Play Music on the Porch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Play Music on the Porch and Play Music on the Porch Day.com.
Yes, definitely. That's
I think both of those are wrong, but yeah, let's go.
Last episode.
Right in the last episode. Okay. We're going to wrap up this show with a song from a great new rap song I like by Curtis Waters called System. That's it. So please, thanks so much for listening. Goodbye. Say bye. Say goodbye,
bye.
Neil. Say goodnight, Neil.
Goodnight, Neil.
Oh, shit. I got to go back to share my audio.
Yeah, Neil, you need to stop sharing your audio.
Oh, that's cool. I farted while I was sharing audio.
Well, we would have heard it anyway.
Oh, boy. That's oof. That's
Sorry, one more time, Kurt.
Curtis Waters, and the song is called System. All right, see you guys later.
Say so for a good price. Say so for a good price. That's a dream, never think twice. That's a dream. I'm not your person. I'm not your product. I'm from the dirt. You call me product. My people hurt. It's getting harder. My people hurt. It's getting harder. I need some money. I need some money, man. Back in the motherland, fucking psycho, and we are running it. I'm about to fuck the system up. I'm about to fuck, I'm about to fuck the system up. I'm about to fuck, I'm about to fuck the system up. I'm about to fuck, I'm about to fuck the system up. I'm not your product, I'm a fuck the system up. I'm about to fuck, I'm about to fuck the system up. Product.